The wording of the vote acknowledges that making this actually happen would require international backing. It calls on the European Union to work with Ukraine and the United Nations General Assembly to get the necessary international political support. It also calls for finding a way to use Russian money frozen abroad to pay reparations to Ukraine, an estimated $300 billion US dollars. The head of Russia's Parliamentary Committee on International Affairs says the decision is illegal, devoid of common sense, and an attempt at robbery. The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court in The Hague doesn't support the move, saying it's capable of dealing with allegations of war crimes committed in Ukraine. Stuart Smith, Moscow.